back to this topic, maybe after our discussion here with Jerry Bader from radio stations WTAQ, WHBL, and WSAU in Wisconsin, but getting some feedback on our very quick topic before the break that Bison football fans are maybe getting a little spoiled, that when you have a football team that's won two national championships and they're beating very good football teams and they're undefeated this year and ranked number one in the country, and they attracted ESPN game day here and they beat Kansas State on national TV, the expectations should be high, yes, but I think in some cases they're getting way too high from some fans' perspective, not all of them, from some fans' perspectives. And I mentioned that I heard boos at the Dome, B-O-O-S, boos, you know, boo, when they weren't playing well against Northern Iowa in a game they came back to win. You said you didn't hear those, Pinto, when you were there. A text messenger says, if you didn't hear the boos, you were full of boos. I think you're right, Mike. They need to get beat to bring them back down to earth. And I'm not saying that the Bison need to get beat. I mean, I don't prescribe to the notion that you have to lose a game, because that brings. I mean, if you win them all, you win them all. I don't care. My point is that the fans need to chill out a little bit.
The team itself is doing just fine.
Yeah.
You know, it's the fans, not the team. But the fans have these expectations per game.
We'll get back to it later in the show. And if you want to go to KFGO.com and read that blog, it's a very popular blog. Lots of clicks on it, so you can get some ammunition for me there. Let's welcome in Jerry Bader to the program. He's our good friend from Wisconsin. He's a conservative talk show host in our Midwest Communications family of radio stations. Hello, Jerry Bader. How are you?
Hey, Mike. Good to talk to you again.
You know what? You wouldn't probably know anything about fans that have expectations that are way too high for their football team, would you, being from Green Bay and from that part of the world?
I love Packer fans who are under 40 and think they're real people. they have no clue. They sit here and complain. Like, now, you should hear the whining now. The team is injured. They're 3-2. Boom, here. Look, I remember when 3 or 4 wins was a projection for a season.
Oh, yeah, when Bart Starr was the coach back in the 1970s. Those were dark, dark days for the Packers. They weren't always like they are now, you know?
You know what the favorite Packer joke was back in those days? How many Packer fans does it take to change a light bulb? 5. 1 to change the bulb and 4 to sit around and talk about how good the old one was.
Yep, that's exactly. And Bison football fans, some of them are getting that same way. North Dakota State's our local college here. It's a very good 1AA football team, but the fans are, they're going crazy. It's like, holy cow, people, sit back and enjoy it. You don't need to win every game by 100 points. Just enjoy what you're seeing. They're very good.
Absolutely.
Government shutdown, Jerry. The conservatives in the House of Representatives and the Ted Cruz in the U.S. Senate, they got their butt handed to them on a platter by the Democrats, Jerry. What's going on here?
This ended exactly the way everybody should have known that it was going to end. And what is unfortunate here is there are some on my side who have not learned the lesson. In fact, I took a pounding from my listeners today because, as you know, Ted Cruz, it was announced yesterday, he wasn't going to challenge this.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't going to try to delay it, I should say, but he was going to vote no. I took to the air and said, well, look at that Ted Cruz not doing everything he can. Obviously, he needs a primary challenger. you can imagine how went over.
Good for you, by the way. Good on you, because you came out from the start and said that the shutdown was bad strategy, that Cruz was wrong, right?
Well, absolutely, in this regard. And in fact, I had people say, well, that's not fair. It's obvious now that it's not going to do any good. That was obvious from the start that Republicans were going to cave on this. This is why your side was salivating, because this was everybody knew it was going to end this way, that there was not going to be any give at all from Harry Reid nor President Obama, that was just a fait accompli. So this was for absolutely nothing. Republicans get virtually nothing out of this, but are saying, yeah, we'll get them next time, this really was a circular firing.
Well, okay, so let me ask you this then. There will be a next time, because this isn't a 10-year deal. This isn't, right. It's a 2-month deal or 3 months, whatever the heck it is. So then, as a conservative, Jerry, do you want to go through this whole same thing again the next time around? Or what would be your, if you were the god of the Republican Party, and certainly you are in Northeast Wisconsin, what would you do the next time around?
Here's what I said on a blog, and here's what I said on the air today. Now that the shutdown is over, we now return you to your regularly scheduled train wreck. Focus the camera now entirely on what a debacle the Obamacare launch has been. I said that all along. If you think it's going to fail, let it fail. That takes away the argument that we're trying to stop this because we think it's going to be this glorious success. It's never that has never been true. So it is worse. The launch is worse than I've ever imagined. Focus on that. Focus on that. But on the other part of that, Mike, remind people that President Obama said, yeah, he really is willing to negotiate on long-term debt and entitlement reform this time.
And I don't disagree with anything that you said there. I disagree with the fact that the launch has been rugged, no doubt about it. I can't deny that as a supporter of President Obama and the Affordable Care Act. It has been rough. My point that I've made with you several times is, if you think it's going to be that bad down the road, if you think that this truly is going to be an absolute train coming off the tracks and going over the side of the cliff, then let it happen. And we'll see where it goes, and we'll see what happens. And my argument's always been is that one reason why you and your side didn't want it to go forward was because you knew people would like it. And they would, you know, and you can make the argument that it's more government and you're just going to hook people on more government. And I understand that you don't want that to happen. I understand you want smaller government, but then let's see where it goes. Let's see where this thing ends up.
Yeah, the counter argument to that from people on my side has been that, you know, something is going to be bad. You should do everything within your power to stop it because it's going to cause pain and suffering on the American people, which I believe it will. You're already seeing sticker shock around the country. People can't believe how much more this is going to cost them. Any number of other ills. You know, and I get that. But here is the reality. And I'll tell you, Mike, where I think most of the conservative frustration is being misdirected. I think most of it is, quite frankly, Chief Justice John Roberts. That was the last firewall. The Supreme Court upheld this. But you can't vote John Roberts out. So anyone who comes along and says, well, look, but I can stop Obamacare, suddenly he's going to get hero worship. And I'll tell you what I have been dealing with in this state for the last 2 weeks is people on my side comparing, and I can't even say this with a straight face, comparing Ron Johnson to Russ Feingold. Well, he's a rhino. We're done with him. That is just about the dumbest thing I have ever heard an adult say. But that's what I've been dealing with. That's the misdirected anger that's going on over this. And you know what? It is a pretty good time to be your side. I mean, you actually should be feeling pretty good right now because Republicans really right now are floundering.
So let me ask you this. So when it comes to Obamacare, from your standpoint, and you've been an outspoken opponent of it, and I understand that, and everybody can have their own opinion, do you give up the fight? Do you give up the ghost? Because there are still some people, well, we have to keep fight. We have to keep up this fight. I think the fight's over, Jerry, isn't it? I mean, it's done. It's the law of the land.
The fight is over until, yeah. The fight, well, let me put it this way. The fight really should be over till January 2017. Then if, in fact, they get both houses, you know, and the presidency, yeah, the fight is over until January 2017. On the other hand, you can continue to point out as this thing fails, and Mike, it has. I mean, former White House spokesman Gibbs even pointed out what a debacle this launch has been. It has been worse than even my expectations. Now, maybe it'll improve. Maybe it'll get it right. But if they don't, I think that's what you do at this point, is highlight what a disaster this thing has been.
Jerry Bader, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show, we need to take a pause. When we return, we can take your phone calls if you are a conservative, and I'm not asking you to open both barrels on Jerry, but he sounds like he's kind of conciliatory toward the Democrats and toward the left wing of this country. If you want to open barrels on him, you certainly can. If you want to open both barrels on me, you certainly can. Doesn't matter to me. I'm used to it from you folks. Give us a call. 237-5948, 800-880-5346. Send us a text message at 35270. Please include the word Mike in it so that I know it is directed toward me, and we'll get that on the air just as quick as we can. You're listening to the Mike McFeely Show on the Mighty 790 KFGO. It is 3:21 on a Thursday afternoon here on the Mike McFeely Show. Jerry Bader, our conservative friend from WTAQ, WHBL, and WSAU in Wisconsin, joins us for the bit that we do once a week when time allows in our busy schedules. We're talking government shutdown, and Robert in Rolog, Minnesota, wants to comment on the government shutdown. Robert in Rolog, you're on, buddy. Go.
Well, I wasn't really going to comment on the shutdown, but I was going to talk about the Affordable Care Act. And my curiosity to Jerry Bader is, you know, the Republicans are going to go after it because they're having software glitches. It's not working. He's not actually talking about the policy.
Okay.
And Actually, I did. I didn't mention the computer glitches at all. There are people are getting sticker shock. People are, and as for the glitches, that's one that is an absolute euphemism. Even those on the liberal side of this are admitting that this was horribly designed. It's not just a little small screwdriver tweak, that it needs a major overhaul.
Okay, Robert.
Well, sure, but that's just software. You're not talking about the policy, how it's going to help 48 million Americans get insurance.
All right, Robert, thank you, sir. And Jerry, if you think the conservatives are going to be able to, you know, bring down Obamacare by focusing on the glitches, and again, as a supporter of it, I admit the launch has been, it's been awful, but those problems will get worked out at some point, right? I mean,
Let's talk about the policy. Let's talk about the fact young people aren't going to buy this. Young people aren't going to do it. Let me tell you something. Like, do you know why President Obama was so adamant in delaying the employer mandate for a year but not the individual mandate? That's going to encourage people to beef up the exchanges where they otherwise wouldn't. These young people, you want to mandate them to have insurance, but you don't want to include more employers, so they will be more inclined to go on those exchanges. They see right now that the young people that are supposed to carry this thing, that are supposed to be the backbone of this thing, aren't going to sign up. And I'm not talking about the glitches. Look at the few numbers of people that have signed up. They're at 20% of goal for October, and that's October 17th. Those are the types of things that Republicans can focus in on.
And I don't disagree that if you're going to go after it, go after the long-term view of it. Don't go after the fact that the computers are not working well or whatever the case might be. Just a couple minutes left or a few minutes left. You mentioned to me in an email about the Phil Mushnick column in the New York Post regarding Adrian Peterson, Vikings running back whose son, who, by the way, he didn't know was his son until about 2 months before the child was killed, allegedly in a child abuse case. I read the column. I read parts of it on the air last week, Jerry. I said, you know, it's over the top. It's not good. It's bad. But not to defend Mushnick because he's not really worth defending. I think one of the points he was trying to make in a very clumsy, very bad way was, where is the responsibility from somebody like an Adrian Peterson when it comes to having children that he needs to take care of? And I'm not sure what are your thoughts on the column? What are your thoughts on the pushback to Mushnick?
Yeah, I didn't really think that it was that over the top. I'm going to be perfectly candid with you. We put these guys on a pedestal, and depending on reports and what some women are saying, Adrian Peterson has as many as 7 children out there somewhere. He is reckless. As a friend of mine said when I was taking this up on the show today, send me an IM, it should be a blessing to be a child of Adrian Peterson, and it's a curse. This guy's got the financial wherewithal to take care of however many kids he has, make sure they're in a safe setting, and he didn't do that. And I think what Mushnick didn't mention, it was the part that bugged me before I saw the Mushnick column, was you know, all of network sports, well, you know, a very sad day for Adrian Peterson, a kid he didn't even know about a couple of months ago. As Mushnick said, good doesn't necessarily mean goodness. And there are other things in Adrian Peterson's past. This was thrown out there as this terrible, tragic thing, and the reality is this child wasn't really in his life. Now, maybe some things was he harsher than he had to be, but the overall thesis, I'm okay with.
Well, and where I defended AP was that, you know, he didn't know. And I'm not saying that that's necessarily a complete excuse, but I think that it took a DNA test from the mother.
Right.
The mother didn't necessarily know who the father was either, is what I'm trying to say. And is that...
I understand what you're saying, but he knows he's having sex with all these women.
No, and that's true, yes. No, that is true.
Yep, that's the irresponsible part is, okay, well, gee, he has sex with so many women, he can't know how many kids are out there. That's a hell of a defense, isn't it?
Well, no, and that's not a defense. And the same right. holds true, by the way. And look, we found out that Brett Favre, if you want to do the Vikings versus Packers thing. And,
oh, absolutely.
I mean, Brett Favre was not exactly the most angelic fella either when you're sending photos of yourself to women who you aren't married to, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I think the point that Mushnick was trying to make or maybe should have made was the one that you made, Jerry, is that we put these people on a pedestal and we really shouldn't do that. And we should have learned our lesson by now. And we should look at them and say, you know what? That guy is one hell of an athlete. That guy is an unbelievable athlete, and he plays for the team that I cheer for. And so, therefore, I want him to do well, and I admire his athletic abilities, and just leave it at that. But the public and we in the media, Jerry, will have to take some blame here, too. We don't allow that to happen.
Yeah, but you make a great point with the Brett Favre because Packer fans here. We're in denial. Remember when the Jen Sturger voicemails first came out? I played those when nobody was sure it was really him. I had 30 people call and say, that's not Brett. That's not Brett. It's like, you're idiots.
Yeah.
Of course it's Brett. You know, Ryan Braun. We all wanted to believe Ryan Braun. We just, you know, and that, yeah. Okay, I will grant you there are ways in which Mushnick could have handled that better. But I think he does make... A good point. We do get blinded by the celebrity.
All right, man. We'll talk to you tomorrow on your program, okay?
Sounds great, Mike.
Yep, you got it. Jerry Bader out of Wisconsin. We